This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Program, and it's September 3rd, 2017. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We have a caller, Roxanne in Texas, and I'm glad you called back, Roxanne. Hello, Roxanne. Roxanne from Texas.
Hello?
Oh, yes, Roxanne?
Yes. Thank you. I just wanted to give you a... I'm in Houston on the ground level of what's going on in this town versus what they say on the TV a lot of times, but... In fact, a lot of the stores are giving away free bread and buns for the citizens. Water went down in price. It's $2.50 for $20. So I don't know where these reports are. There's probably some stray accounts, but it's really quite a good camaraderie here. And I've been in hurricanes since the 80s. In this particular one, and because I used to drive to the hospital for work in them, so I know how to commandant or whatever, but I've been... A higher power helped me get through it, but
yeah.
I know the feeling of it and the smell. This one was particularly warm and the real heavy metal smell, so they steered it, that's for sure. And but the first responders, they get free food wherever they go and drink, and it's still rescue mode because they're going door to door now in some neighborhoods are... Of course, mandatory. There's 53 counties, really, that are affected altogether. And but it's really quite nice. And the cleanup supplies is what they're looking for because they don't want clothes. There's mountains of clothes that people have sent off from all over. And we've got people coming in from Louisiana, Oklahoma, with whether it's power companies or the, they call them the Cajun Navy came in. And lots and lots of boats came from all over, so they're still going door to door, and some of these still flooded, and they're opening two dams, attics, and I can't think, oh, Barker, and those homes are going to be flooded, but they can't leave the water in the sheds. And
oh, no, they can't leave it in there, because the dam will break, they think.
Yes. So, but what's... You know, they're showing a lot of, and there is a lot, it's always, always tragic, but 10 minutes, our area was spared. It wasn't in Ike, but It is this time, and 10 minutes from me, they're all cleaning out their homes, you know, all the sheetrock, the floors, all of the aftermath. And then I guess the stock to buy would be Lowe's or Home Depot, because they're going to be making the money right now.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I'm incredibly impressed about is that is the real world's resilience of the people and how they are approaching it. And that's why I'm glad you called, because this is one of the things that I want to see happen in America as Americans. In other words, to eliminate these stereotypic ideas that people have about people. And in the old days, when you read the history of America, particularly in Texas, I've talked about the Alamo many times, and I think there's just a different aspect of things. You know, the oppression that was in Mexico, and they came in, and it was Mexican territory, and the idea of the oppression that went on to defeat certain side armies of General Houston at the time. And I've talked about that a lot on my program. And one of the things that I'm glad of your call is that it just validates what I real world feel needs to be a starting point for a renewal of America. That's just my thinking. We need something to reestablish what made America. And what made America was the fact that people wanted to get away from European oppression. And so they wrote the Constitution, you know. And we can't help the way people lived and the way people treated each other. They brought their culture with them. There was an old phrase in the military, Roxanne, that they said, "Well, you're in the Navy, or you're in the Army, or you're in the Marines, and we have standards, and this is what we believe in your culture." And they used the word like that. Your culture, what you believe system of your bad habits, you bring with you, but you leave them at the door. In other words, the way the military worked when I went in was the fact that if you had any bad habits about your culture, you left them at the door. And I just want to see us get back to a thinking like that. But that's just me. That's just me. And what I'm seeing from this flood and the way it happened and the way the people helping each other, because when you watch it on TV, those people are volunteers.
Oh, yes, we have 17,000 volunteers. See what happens. People rush out first week. But this is going to take time, so I'm going to do Meals on Wheels next week now that the roads are clean. Try to help out that way, because those older people can't get out and get their food.
No, they can't. That's right. By the way, Roxanne, are you free to give the listeners any kind of phone number or website that they can contact to help you?
What I'll do, sir, is I have them on my computer, but not in my head right now. So what I can do is find a couple phone numbers and call back and give them to the board op, and maybe you can mention it before the end of the show.
Okay. By the way, you can contact me at my email, which is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and I will give those numbers and what you give out, as well as what you give the board out, and I'll put it out to my listener list and give it to them, no matter what country they're in, and we'll spread the word.
Okay, I can do it, because we're out to tell you the world that this narrative of racism, it's not here in Texas. Maybe some corner, but not generally.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's on TV, it's a made-up event, as far as I can tell, and tell your audience. It's made up, most of it. or, you know, fear-mongering, hate-mongering.
I know.
And that's not really the scenario.
No, it's, as I opened the show today, it's another leg of hate. I mean, they're not Americans. The people, in my opinion, I mean, they would never defend the Alamo, you know? I mean, they want to get their nails done first, or, you know, or the guy feel that,
right.
You know, he's got to have another latte, you know? The thing is that, I feel so strongly about this because I know who a lot of those people are in the world that want us to be obliterated. And the way they can do it, they can't do it by force, but they can do it by mind. They have all of these ways to work onto the mind. When I was selected as being one of the consultants for the Brain Project, and because of, you know, the coming research on the brain, and I asked them, I said, why are you selecting me? I mean, I'm not a neuroscientist. That's not one of my specialties, but it is all this other work it is. And he said, well, that's the reason. Because, and this came out of the mouth, and I'm going to tell you who said it, and I wasn't going to ever say it in my lifetime. They said, because you're an American. And the person who said that to me was running the country, and he was black.
Yeah, figures.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he knew I didn't like him. I mean, I didn't like his policies. But he said, no, because you're an American. So it's where I think we have to be. And any help I can give you, I will. And, you know, give the notices out and do the things. And I know a lot of people. And I believe I made this decision last night when I walked out on the war room, but I made the decision. I was cursing, you know, and saying, I don't need this crap, you know. I don't need. We're at world war, you know, and it's the people running the country. I don't think they have their interests at heart. It's going to take the people. We the people. It's going to take the people to change this country, to bring it into to a wonderful country that it is, because there's no other country like it in the world. And that's, you know, it doesn't exist. And
well, you know, the worry is what shoes Melania is wearing. Okay.
Yeah. There was big. Big coverage.
That's worry in D.C. or someplace.
Yeah, but you know, if you look at it, she's the first lady, for God's sake, in the terms of the thing. She's trying to bring, you're a woman, you know, understand what I mean. The thing is that women know when they help. You know, they do it in various ways. Women do it in various ways. They're a mother. They look beautiful for their man or their other lifestyle or whatever they're doing. The thing is, but women are coded for trying to make things better. And if she looks like a million bucks coming out of the White House, even I want to know about it, because I'm the last of the Mohegans on that score. I mean, a beautiful woman to me is like a piece of art. And so,
you know, she brings dignity back to the position of First Lady, not this frumpy, I'm not proud of my country, and hope and change, and all these bizarre slogans that mean nothing.
I remember Obama's wife, she'd say, well, I'm embarrassed to be an American. She said that.
Absolutely crazy person.
Yeah. And I think, well, listen, I'm honored you called. I am. And let's roll this. Let's keep this going, because it's going to take a while for Texas to build up. And let's keep it going.
Columbia,
to get contacts.
There's still flooding going on, so it's going to be not just around the corner. It's going to be months and year. Sure.
I know it.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, and thank you, Roxanne, for calling, and you contact me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I was going to I'm talking about the water and the other aspects, as I'll get into. I think I just have a few seconds on this segment. I've been trying to, this is a different subject, but maybe it isn't from the standpoint, because you don't have much electricity in from the hurricane. But I've had this information since July. I can't get it on air. It's how to make breakfast in small spaces. There's certain instruments that are very, very good. Got the West Bend 4 slice egg and muffin toaster, which made the world meeting for all of the appliances and kitchenware. I'm a gadget person to make things easier. But the West Bend TEM 4500 on the egg muffin toaster won the award. You have the Elite Cuisine 3-in-1 Maxi Matic Multifunction Breakfast Station, which is magnificent. You have a 15-minute timer control, and it's better than a microwave. I mean, this is a complete breakfast setup in the Elite Cuisine. That won Blue Ribbon. Then you have the Blue LED Mind 17ST Portable Induction Cooker that won first prize. It's for RV and campers and in small rooms, like a dorm room. And then, of course, the big kahuna, which won all the prizes, was a 3-in-1 breakfast station by Nostalgia. And this is a single appliance. It can be used for other meals as well. An absolute gem. You can have all of the forms of breakfast, even frying, and in one unit. Doesn't take up much space. That's why they're called small electrics for breakfast. And I was really taken by a product of called a Belva Rocket Extract. This is a blender that can take your greens and other forms of legumes and fruit into a smoothie or a protein shake. It has the 700 watt motor, which is where the standard is, but the motor is set up in such a way that we have that's why it's called a rocket. So I want to tell you about that one too. I believe that you can get that. You can look it on a website. I think a Bella Housewares, I believe, would be a place that you could probably go. And all of these small electronics for breakfast are really low priced, and really, really work in a good way. I'm a big person in cooking about the type of knife that you use. The Ogami knife is a new curved knife that has a lot of research going into it. It's called a chef knife, and it's built with Japanese and American cooking in mind. The blade is just excellent. And then there are other aspects of I'm a person who sees a lot of value in garlic, and there's a garlic shake and press, which is made by Casabella, and where you can have different cloves. Sometimes you can just press the knife and crush the garlic. That's all you need. But this controls so you can season the garlic. And I find that to be something that should have been invented a long time ago. Garlic shaken. Listen, we'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And welcome aboard. This is the third live hour of Parker Pathway.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
And we have Cindy from Texas. Thank you for calling, Cindy. Welcome to Parker Pathway.
I'm good. Hi.
Hello, Cindy.
Yeah, I live in... Hi. I grew up in Corpus Christi, and I've lived through martial law and no electricity, no running water for 2 weeks. It's no fun at all. And also, I wanted to put the word out that all those people that have been in the floodwaters, they need showers. I don't know. You know, I know there's 10,000 in the convention center in Houston, and I doubt if there's...
I couldn't quite hear you, Cindy. What did you say about the people in the water?
Yeah, I said they all need to take showers. Some people need to donate the shower facility, you know, bring the portable shower.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, because that water's polluted. Yeah.
Yes. And when you were talking about the water creature in the tank, I said, oh, gosh, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of that contamination of sewage and the rest of it, everybody takes it out and they think it's going to go away. And after the water leaves, you've got all kinds of... Real types of insects and water worms and things and all the diseases. And it takes, of course, with the fungus and all that, but which is very bad. But what really is the problem is exactly what you're saying. You know, the thing is, people, you're right. You're right. I'm going to get on that right away. I'm going to try to figure out some contact people in the industries for showers to donate to you.
Thank God I'm in Austin. We're praying for, there's still areas, new areas flooding today. I say the new Columbus Reservoir. So, you know, we need a lot of prayer in Texas. And I'm proud of our state. You can tell we have a lot of Christians here because everybody's helping each other.
Yeah.
And getting some time. If the government allows them to.
Yeah.
Well, years ago, you were talking about all the water issues, and I visited the Creation Evidence Museum. I said years ago, I visited the Creation Evidence Museum. It's outside of Fort Worth on the Pulaski River bottom, right by the Dinosaur State Park. It's actually a place where they have human footprints in the same strata as dinosaur prints.
Uh-huh.
And they're all walking on the Llano uplift to get out of this great flood. Right. I didn't stop the speakerphone.
Well, that helps a little better. I can hear you better.
Sorry. Yeah, I try not to hold it up to my head unless I have to. I don't know how much of what I said you missed, but I visited the Creation Evidence Museum on the Pulaski River bottom. It's right by Dinosaur State Park, and it's where human footprints are in the same strata with dinosaur prints.
Uh-huh.
And so it proves that the animals, dinosaurs and humans lived at the same time. But it also talks about a firmament being around the earth until the time of the Great Flood.
Yes.
And their scientific theory is that the sky actually looked pink instead of blue at that time. But that firmament that God created as a protective shield for the earth was broken up, and that's what caused the flood.
Uh-huh.
But it also says the fountains of the deep opened up, so it came from underground too. But since we have the flood, we don't have the heat firmament around us that protects us from UV rays. People live so much longer.
That's like the ionosphere now being changed. That's very interesting.
The firmament, the pink firmament. I didn't know if you had ever heard of anything like that.
Yeah, I have. And the thing is, that's very interesting. Well, I'm glad that you. I'm glad you called.
Well, from what Dave said, he said, you know, people for a lot of it.
We're reaching the end of our break. I want you to call again, Cindy. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and you call again. And let's keep track of this, and we'll try to get you some showers.
Love you, Dirk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
And RBN, and we have, I want to make sure I get all the callers in. The first caller is Chris from Nevada. Thank you very much, Chris, for calling Parker Pathways.
Well, thank you. Love, blessings, and appreciation for all that you do, Dr. Nguyen. And may I certainly give congratulatory approval as one who's also had to walk away from a very lucrative position and suffered egregiously for doing so since then. When the director walks out and one of the important individuals in the operation, it can be most dramatic and devastating, and sometimes we have to draw a red line in the sand and make a decision to no longer consider helping those who would destroy us by our own actions.
Yep.
Also, I would observe that we cannot see a system. It's a illusion in the mind. It's a operation, an algorithm, or a linear program. you can't see it. However, what we can find, if we look diligently, is the programmers, the operators, the directors of the system. And that would be where to apply the influence, should one have the desire to do so, to correct the system's misappropriation or dangerous aspects that it may have assumed itself under the pretextual illusion of advanced intelligence, which is really ignorance, just like the smart system is truly dumb, because we're not that dumb.
Yeah, it's like an algorithm that's in a 3D dimension and cinematic. Yeah.
Yes, the movie Magica.
That's right.
Oaksworth.
Yeah.
How right you are. But nevertheless, it's never easy to quit what we've been doing all along, even though we may have been doing it with the right inspiration. If its outcome is wrong, then we have a duty to walk away. And I, for one, honor you for having the trueness to your own spirit and the beneficium of mankind to walk away from the beast system.
I appreciate that, because it's...
God bless America. We need all the help and blessings and prayers. And if you have it in your heart to put me in your prayer wheel again, I have numerous battles coming up this month, the seventh month, not ninth month, as they give us the illusion of September.
Yeah, consider it done. I'll do it.
Thank you so much.
Notes right now.
Be blessed. Travel safely, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, and I'll take care of it. We have Joe from Idaho. Thank you for calling Parker Pathways, Joe.
Hello, Dr. Parker. I'm calling... there's a couple of things I'd like to talk about, but referring to the lady who just called about the atmosphere being different or the sky being pink before the flood, when you look in the King James Version, I don't know about other versions of the biblical text, it mentions a mist coming up, watering the ground. This was at the time of Adam. And then it doesn't talk about precipitation at any other time until the 10th generation from Adam. At this point, it was Noah, and they were living a long time, hundreds of years, according to the biblical text. And at that point, in chapter 9 in Genesis, it says that God said that he was going to set a bow in the cloud. So one has to ask themselves, you mean there were no rainbows before that? There were no clouds, there were no moisture. So something evidently had changed. And not only had something changed with the moisture that was coming upon the earth, but evidently the lifespan of people started going down. It said, therefore his days, in Genesis 6, it says, therefore his days shall be 120 years. And so I think the atmosphere did change, and that it's mentioned basically in the scriptures, and that at that point solar radiation started hitting us and we started living less time. Although now they tell us, which is false, that we live longer than before. Looking at my parents' genealogy, the first of my family that was born on this continent was in 1638, just not too long after the Pilgrims. I noticed that when they lived in cities back east, their lives were 50, 60 years old, in that range somewhere. But when they had moved out west, their lifespan went up. In other words, and then they started living 80 and 90 years old. So I think the environment has a lot to do with it, and we have changed, and also... In Psalms 90, verse 10, this would, if it's correct, would have been 1,000 years B.C. or close. It says, the days of our lives are 70 years, and one by strength we live another 10 years. So they were living 70 or 80 years old, 1,000 B.C. There were no trauma centers, no emergency centers, no open-heart surgeries, nothing like that. No, none of these drugs and stuff, no. So... I think
you know what you're saying in terms of the thing. I bring this up all the time because of advancements that when you invent something, you have inspiration. I always quote the story of Methuselah, and where their ancient writings talking about, you know, he lived for 1,000 years, and you know, they found him asleep under a tree. I talk about it all the time. But the DNA and RNA taken from a lot of digs, if you will, of human remains and other kinds of proteins that have been found in foods that are thousands of years old. You're totally correct in my opinion. People did live longer, but Methuselah, their year was different. You could tell from other kinds of geologies and geochemistry of the soil and some foods that have been found in their seeds, which, by the way, are being preserved. Methuselah,
so that it was less, the days were shorter or longer, or the rotation of the Earth around the sun was?
The rotation of the Earth was different. Because the Earth has changed poles 189 times in the 3.5 billion years that have been, you know, recorded for the Earth, but what was happening here is that the gene structure for particularly leafy vegetables were such that a cabbage, for instance, would grow, which still grows this way in some parts of Alaska, about 15 feet in diameter. So what you have here is that Methuselah lived approximately 4,000 years. When you get, there's a long story in the DNA on the CRISPR system for determining that, which I mentioned earlier. Now, you take this whole conversation, there's a movement in the world today about people living to 110 to 115 years of age, and they're complaining about it. And because there's a movement afoot to kill off anybody through medicine, which is what the death panel is all about, the Independent Advisory Board. And I remember, if you listen to me long enough, I've interviewed twice Dr. Emanuel, who was one of the authors of the death panel in Obamacare. And, of course, he wrote an article, which you can read in the Atlantic Monthly, that we should all die at 75. He wasn't joking. And in other words, this was very serious. It's in the mathematical metrics of Obamacare. And I talk about it practically on every show. You know, in other words, the amount of water you drink, the virtual water you use in your life, and all of these things that are matched into the medical diagnostic code, the ICD-10 code, and to the process of this, they put it into the cloud. You call it the artificial intelligence, where you pool all the medical records of the world. And then when you talk to the computer, which will be your doctor in the future, which is already starting to happen, then the algorithm will do its probability analysis to make a diagnosis of you. First, they're getting everybody educated on computer screens to be the new medicine, where you talk to a doctor on a screen and, you know, you get a verbal intercourse that way to tell them, and you do visual the best you can, and you work it, and that's where it sits. What's at stake, what you're bringing up, is the actual reason of what I call the present war. I keep coming back to, this is one of the lists of my 17 reasons for leaving the war room this week. The whole thing comes down, you see, people talk about knowledge and the basis of that person, but no one's preserving it. You take what's called the Golden Record. The Golden Record was devised to be on the Voyager, and on this record of gold is our symbols and things of this of what Earth is like. And of course, they planned it that the Earth has about 3.5 billion years more left. And when Earth is gone, the Voyager with its golden record will have all of these symbols and other versions of life in on the golden record. And Carl Sagan and his group, and which I'm very intimate with in terms of this kind of knowledge on the golden record, and the idea of how long we live was always a contention to be on the golden record. Right now, the golden record is around, it's past Saturn right now, and it's going into another galaxy, and there's an estimation that the other galaxies, of which there are approximately 1.5 million galaxies like ours, that's what's estimated in the real world. So as the estimate, where I'm coming to and my contention was what you're saying. In other words, there are versions of how, like in Genesis, you know that there's a phrase in there which is called the separation of the waters. And it talks about the separation of the waters, and then there was one. In other words, it was always the concept of the blink of the eye. And I've talked about on this program about Water 7, which is the concept of the crystallization of the cosmic soup from the fluid that would be suitable within a nanosecond. You can form the opious fluid of how life would form and have its food to be able to generate. It's called I-7, Water 7, in turn, because you use a diamond and a laser concept with a water molecule to recreate that. In order to create that, Water 7, and plasma quantum thermodynamics, you have to separate the waters. And it's done in a nanosecond. In other words, you use a diamond. The plasma laser goes to the diamond, heats the fluid, and they all vanish within a nanosecond. The diamond, the formation of the thing, and what you're left with is the formation of that molecule of that soup to create life. Now, that experiment has been done, and it's repeated many times. Now, I'm saying that if it's a blink of an eye that you create, and everything is going to disappear with a blink of an eye, according to the Bible, the concept of the length of life, where I'm coming from and where Carl Sagan disagreed with me on this, but the fact that after a while he actually did agree partly with what I said, is the fact that life continues from that blink of an eye to the end blink of an eye. In other words, it's this is why I keep asking about the social communists in Congress right now. I'm not being facetious when I say social communists. They really are that, and they don't deny it. The idea, when you have chemical creation, then what happens to the soul? In other words, where I'm coming from is that life is included as a soul within our processes, why the Buddhists came up with reincarnation and the Karasuma 4,000 years before Christ, they did the carving of what you're talking about, which was the basis, by the way, of the first spacecraft was designed from the Bible. So the thing where, you know, you had Enoch and his versions and the big space wheel and everything. So the thing is that what we're dealing with is that the war that I see in the real world, we're not making this up, the war in the real world is shorten people's lives, get rid of elderly people, cut the cost, and let all millennials drink bottled water. And I'm not being facetious, I'm just short-circuiting because we have a break coming up. But the point is, that's true what I'm saying. That's the way I see it.
It sounds like this war has been going on a long time, and it continues. And not only the history that you're talking about, but when we think about Right now we hear things about how terrible Russia is and Ukraine. Well, the very first Russia in about 850 AD was Kiev Rus, actually in Kiev, Ukraine. Ukraine was the original motherland Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
So they pushed history and the facts of the world and what's going on, and it continues. So all I can say is we just got to say no and step out, like you were saying.
You got it, yeah. This is what I did this week. The thing is, life changed. It turned out I gave up my, handed over my classification card and everything and walked out.
Yeah.
And because I see it, I know about it. I've been one. I was asked to be an elite a long time ago. I turned it down. I said, no, I'm going to be Mad Max from that movie, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and I didn't, and I meant it. In fact, my nickname is Mad Max.
And well, I have some good ideas about how we step out and keep a society that isn't ignorant of science, how we could change and say no and still keep our progress moving.
Well, you call
I'd
again.
Like solutions
you call
on
again,
that.
Joe. And I thank you for the conversation,
thank
and I thank you very much. You call again, Joe.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We only have seconds or close to a minute and a half left in the 3-hour program, and we have an end to give. So I want to get this last caller in, Mike from Kentucky. Thank you for calling, Mike.
I think you misspoke a little bit when you were talking about Voyager, Pioneer, those probes. It was announced, I think, in 2012 that Voyager had reached the heliopause, you know, where the solar wind gives way to interstellar space. But
no, they're crossing in the other way.
They're not going to reach another galaxy. They can't. I don't think they'll reach out of. They don't think they have escape velocity to get out of the galaxy. They are headed toward, eventually, in millions of years, they'll reach another star. But they're way too slow.
They're in the space right now. You're right. You're in the space. That's where what I was saying. I think they're
interstellar
in this
space.
Void.
Yeah. Well, it's dominated by plasma, I think, from leftover gas from exploding stars, that sort of stuff. But the Golden Record is really in the middle of nowhere. If it doesn't disintegrate, you know, the odds of it reaching some other intelligent life form that would be able to decipher the code is pretty poetically, astronomically improbable.
Yeah,
a Star Trek movie. Star Trek movie was made about it. V'ger, you know, it came back and it had been augmented by some intelligent machine planet or some fantasy. But we, you know, are you familiar with the Fermi paradox at all? The Fermi principle. Have you heard of it? Yeah.
Yes.
That it's just the more of these exoplanets they discover, there's a conundrum going on in the scientific community, kind of a philosophical funk, because they're discovering how unique and rare our Goldilocks position is. The more of these exoplanets they discover, it looks like there's no place for us to go. There's no, you know, even though there's methane and precursors to chemicals around our own solar system, the position we have is so astronomically unique that it's just amazing. But what I think it looks like to me, and when you look at the fossil record and you see 2-foot wingspans on mosquitoes, and you see, I think there was a guy at University of one of these state universities in Utah, which I don't think it was Mormon, but he did an aerodynamic study of the pterodactyls, and he actually made a flying model, and he tried to guesstimate using the bone density and the muscles and all that we know about pterodactyls. And he made a half-scale model, and based on his aerodynamic studies, the dang thing couldn't even fly unless we had about 28 pounds per square inch, in other words, at sea level, double the atmospheric pressure that we currently have. So that's going to increase the dissolved oxygen. That's going to increase the amount of moisture that and water that the atmosphere could hold.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Right, Noah, completely different.
I have to go now, Mike, and you're totally on target.
All right.
Call again when we have more time on this, because this is the issue of being able to survive on the surface and that other planetary system. I have to go now, Mike, but you call again. Thank you, everyone, for listening to 3 hours of Parker Pathways on RBN. Support the station, and see you 10 to 1 Central Time for Parker Pathways in the United States of America on Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, it's a day of prayer, according to President Trump. Let's try it out. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathways.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.